اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, we all are going to listen to the recitation of Sheikh Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad, the great Egyptian reciter, who recites verses 64 to 66 of Surah Ghafir. Dear audience, let's listen to it, preceded by its English translation.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. Allah is He who has made for you the earth as a dwelling place and the sky as a canopy, and has given you shape, and made your shapes good, and has provided you with good things. That is Allah, your Lord. Then blessed be Allah, the Lord of all that exists. He is the ever-living. None has the right to be worshipped but He. So invoke Him, making your worship pure for Him alone. All the praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. I have been forbidden to worship those whom you worship besides Allah, since there have come to me evidences from my Lord, and I am commanded to submit in Islam to the Lord of all that exists.
الله الذي جعل لكم الأرض قرارا والسماء بناء وصوركم فأحسن صوركم ورزقكم من الطيبات طيبات ذلكم الله ربكم فتبارك الله رب العالمين هو الحي الحمد لله وأمرت أن أسلم لرب العالمين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 64 to 66 of Surah Al-Ghafir, recited by Sheikh Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad, in this recitation, he observed the rules of Tajweed very well. And especially the ra's that he pronounces, mm-hmm. they're very, you know, they're pronounced very well compared to some other reciters. Especially when the ra has tafkhim. Mm-hmm. It's because, you know, the level of tafkhim of ra should not be too much.
Yes.
If you say, for example, qara-ra, that's incorrect. Ra, that's too much tafkhim. Ra is not a letter of istirla. We don't want pharyngealization. We don't want the root of the tongue to raised. Go up when pronouncing ra with tafkhim. So how should we say qarara? Qarara. Qarara. Or suwarakum, not suwarakum. So be careful that you don't apply too much tafkhim when pronouncing ra. Rabbul alamin. Ra. Ra. Not ra. Some make this mistake. Some people, they say, Fatabarakallahu Rabbul alamin. Okay, another point is, I want to talk about Hamzatul Wasl a little bit. Hamzatul Wasl is said that it's not part of the word.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yes.
Unless we're talking about, for example, nouns such as Allah, okay, words that are proper names, or even nouns sometimes. Imra'ah, for example, which means woman. Okay, the Hamzatul Wasl could be part of the, but most of the time it's not part of the word.
In case, for example, when we have Alif Lam.
Yeah, whenever we have Alif Lam. Whenever we have, for example, a verb, an imperative verb, such as idhab,
mm-hmm.
we give the haraka to the hamza. Okay, because originally it does not have the haraka. Hamza. That's why it's called Hamzatul Wasl, the connected hamza.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rule regarding Hamzatul Wasl is that if it's at the beginning of your utterance,
uh-huh.
if the word with Hamzatul Wasl is the first word that you want to pronounce, and the Hamzatul Wasl is at the beginning of the word, you have to pronounce that Hamzatul Wasl and turn it into a normal Hamza.
In order to be able to pronounce it, actually.
So it can be pronounced, yes. So like a glottal stop. An obvious one is Allah in verse 64.
And how
Allahu
do
we, mm-hmm.
and how do we have to distinguish actually?
Exactly, that's another point which is really important because in the Quran the haraka of the Hamzatul Wasl is never written. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so the reader has to distinguish the haraka. Words such as Allah and nouns that have alif lam, they have to be pronounced with fatha.
Mm-hmm.
Names that don't have alif lam, such as imra'a, nouns without alif lam, but those that begin with Hamzatul Wasl have to pronounce like a kasra. They have to be pronounced with kasra. Verbs, imperative verbs, and also, I forgot, the words such as alladhi, allati, this, that, those,
mm-hmm.
okay? They all have to be pronounced with fatha.
Alladhina by those, you mean?
Yeah. They have alif lam at the beginning.
Yeah.
Alladhi, allati, alladhina, alladhan, alladhin.
Again, we can see that it should be pronounced with a fatha.
Yeah. Now,
in case we have verb,
If you have a verb and it's the first letter that's to be pronounced, you have to look at the first mutaharrik letter after the sakin letter.
And it's actually the imperative verb.
Imperative verb, yes. If the letter, the first vowel letter has a fatha or kasra, we pronounce it with kasra. Idhab. Ha is the first letter with vowel. Haraka. Is the first vowel letter. So we pronounce the hamzatul wasl with kasra. If it has a dhamma, we have to pronounce it with dhamma.
Undur.
Undur. Urkul. And so on. But if it's in the middle of the utterance, it should not be pronounced. Yeah. For example, lakumul arda. We don't say lakumu al arda. We're talking about verse 64. Allahu alladhi. We don't say Allahu alladhi. No. Mm-hmm. Allahu alladhi ja'ala lakumul arda. Again, the hamzatul wasl of al arda is not pronounced. But in some cases, like in verse 65, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, you have to pronounce the hamzatul wasl because it's, of course, if it's the first letter and word that you're pronouncing.
The first utterance, actually.
It's the beginning of your utterance, yes.
Thank you, dear Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
In our hadith, we have many, many teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam about the Quran. The narrator is Zuhari. Zuhari, he says, Wakana alayhis salam. This is not saying of Imam Sajjad. This is what he says about Imam Sajjad. He says, Wakana alayhis salam, idha qara'a malika yawmiddin, yukarriruha. When Imam Zainul Abidin was reciting Surah Hamd, maybe outside Salat, he was repeating Malika Yawmuddin. He was not able to pass by. He was repeating Hatta Kada and Yamut. It was as if he's going to die, because he was seeing the day of judgment. So he was not able to pass by this ayah. One reason we can read Quran very quickly, because we don't understand the Quran. Yeah? You know, sometimes, you know, we read the Quran very quickly. 1 page, 2 pages, 10 pages, 100 pages. We read quickly. Why? Because we cannot understand. You know, if you take people to a museum, okay? For example, a museum of, I don't know, art, you know, okay? If you are not an artist, it takes you 5 minutes to finish the whole museum. If you are an artist, every step takes 1 hour. Even, you know, maybe one piece you spend from morning till night. Because you are an artist, you understand what it is. You cannot, you know, go quickly. You know, some people go to museums, you know, half an hour, they are tired, you know, they are bored. Some people go every day. So why we can read Quran so quickly? Because we don't understand. Otherwise, every verse of the Quran should keep you stuck. Okay? كَانَ إِذَا قَرَأَ مَالِكَ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ يُكَرِّرُهَا حَتَّى كَادَ أَنْ يَمُوتِ.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab, Call of Islam, on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن